This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome back to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston, the Director of Mindfulness Education at UCLA's Mindful Awareness Research Center. As always, I'm very happy to be here in collaboration with the Hammer Museum to offer this 30 minutes of a space to connect with ourselves and each other to practice mindfulness meditation. And I like to define mindfulness as paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with what is. So we're obviously in a very, very interesting time right now. Interesting is probably the wrong word, but it's a tumultuous and frightening and disturbing, and there's about 20 other adjectives I could use here. It's a time of great confusion, a time of where many of us are experiencing loss and grief, anxiety. And so mindfulness, I just want to be very clear that mindfulness is not will not cure these problems. Mindfulness, though, does give us tools to make space within ourselves to hold whatever our lives are, whatever is unfolding out there in the world, internally and externally. And so that's one of the reasons, for me, it's one of the reasons that I practice. I practice so that I can have more capacity to be present in the midst of life and to make wise choices coming from a place of solidity within myself, so that I'm not acting out of lots of reactivity, but I am meeting what the world brings with as much compassion and awareness and equanimity as I can muster. And I will not say I do this perfectly at all. And I will also not say that it makes me know exactly what to do or what to teach on a given day or how to behave with my family and how to hold the larger social issues that we're dealing with. But it does give me some resources. And so I'm happy that we can come together and practice together. And so what I want to do today is we'll do just our kind of basic meditation where we focus on getting grounded and concentrated and coming into a focused awareness. And then I want to open up to the different emotions that may be here. It's such a fraught time, and I'm imagining that we're all filled with lots of emotions. I know I am. So at that point, as we do a practice for holding those emotions, if you're feeling like, I actually am really enjoying the peace of this meditation, it'd be fine to not continue with on the meditation, because I'm going to be opening the field of awareness of the different types of emotions we might be feeling and talk about how to hold it in mindfulness. So just to give that maybe not a warning, but just an option for people. I don't want to stir up more that if it's not here, but I also do want to provide a space for how do we bring awareness and compassion to the challenging field of emotions that we are all dealing with right now in this historical moment. So that being said, just invite you to settle back, coming into our bodies, hearts, and minds, and connecting with ourselves. And just kind of taking a few deep breaths. Noticing what's happening for you as you just start the process of checking in, as the process of slowing down begins to happen, of moving from the outward distractions towards our inward experience. What's happening for you right now? And you might notice areas of contraction in your body, tension or tightness, and see if you can gently soften, breathe more deeply. Letting yourself be exactly where you are. And those areas of contraction may be in your more emotional contraction. Feeling tense, tight. See if you can use the same principle, just taking a moment to pause and breathe. And let yourself be exactly where you are. Let whatever is here be here. But also to soften some, you can soften. We can soften by breathing more deeply in that area or just noticing, setting an intention to just soften, release the holding, the contraction. And let's feel our feet on the floor. Really notice that connection with your feet on the floor. Your body is in a position that's comfortable to you. Your eyes can be closed or looking downwards. Hands resting wherever they're comfortable. And just gently check into your body and really scan for how we're feeling in this moment. Heaviness, the connection of your thighs against the chair or bed, couch. Let your belly be soft, softening. Soft hands, soft jaw, face. And once again, finding the solidity of the ground below you. Wherever you are, you may be many stories up from the earth, but there is still a connection below. Just feel the support. Let's turn our attention to the sounds around us, listening to the sounds as they come and go. Ambient noise or sounds outside or inside. Not getting lost in a story about the sounds. I like, I dislike. What is that? Analyzing it. But just listening. And sometimes we listen, our attention drifts away, and then you just redirect the attention back to the listening. Soft, just being. And now shift your attention to your breathing. Where do you feel your breath in your body? Notice your abdomen rising and falling with each breath. Or your chest rising and falling, expanding and contracting with each breath. Or the air moving through your nose, slight movement, tingling warmth, coolness. Let's focus on something for this part of the meditation to help build some clarity, calm, ease to our mind. Some grounding, just coming back again and again to this present moment. So you can use your breath in your abdomen or chest or nose, or you can use listening to the sounds. Choose what you normally work with, and for new people, you can experiment, see which works best for you. They all work equally well. So we find that spot, we land on that spot. Staying with our breath, breath after breath. Or listening to sound after sound. And as we do this, attention wanders, as attention typically does for pretty much everyone. And then we notice it's wandered, and we bring our attention right back. You can use a soft word in your mind, like thinking, or wandering, just to remind you you've kind of spaced out. And then redirect your attention back. Redirect your attention back to whatever it was you were attending to. So we'll keep doing this for the first part of the meditation. And just know other things might happen. And if they're in the background, let them stay in the background. Like maybe feel sleepy, or a body sensation, or there's an emotion. If they're in the background, let them stay in the background. If they're really obvious to you, then notice. Include them. Include that experience. Become aware of it. Sense it. Feel it. Notice it. And then coming right back to our main focus. Let's try this for a little bit in silence. So I'm going to shift gears now to just teach us and hold us in a space of awareness of emotions. And if, as I mentioned before, if you're feeling kind of peaceful and you don't want to go here, this would be a great time to just appreciate yourself for being here, sending out a little kindness, and then no need to stay on. Otherwise, if you want to stay on, just invite you to go back to that feeling of groundedness in your feet. Feeling your feet on the ground, hold the way that we are held by this earth. Feel the solidity of our legs on the chair, cushion. Just know that this place of awareness of our body is available to us. And take a breath or two. So I'm thinking about all the many emotions I've been feeling in this time. And how do we hold this with awareness, with compassion? And so I'll mention the fear and anxiety, that sense of uncertainty, the worry. And as I mention these things, that may be a very live emotion for you right now. And just notice what happens as I say it, and notice what happens in your body. Contraction. Maybe your breath gets more shallow. There are lots of reasons to be fearful right now. And see if you can just hold that fearfulness with your awareness, feeling connected to your feet, but letting that fear be here too. And you could pay 90% of your attention to your feet and 10% to the feeling in your body or the worried thoughts. Just breathing, letting it be here. And just to know that fear can transform. Fear can transform to fearlessness, to fearlessness. Just consider the possibility of moving from fear to fearlessness. And breathe and notice what's happening inside you. And so many of us are feeling confusion. The uncertainty of not knowing. It's a very uncomfortable feeling. And so as I mention it, what's going to happen? And also this is coupled with like, I don't know what to do, or paralysis. Notice what you're feeling inside. And breathe. Contraction in your belly. Tightness in your jaw. A sense of overwhelm. Feel your feet on the ground. Let the solidity be present and allow the emotions to be here. This principle of mindfulness, of turning towards, not turning away. And breathe. And sometimes when we sit with uncertainty and confusion, over time it can transform into clarity. We're not seeing clearly now, but we can see clearly. Imagine if you had that clarity, what would that be like? And then there's grief, the loss, the sadness. As I mentioned this, notice what comes up inside you. There's been so much loss. And if it feels too overwhelming, come back to where it's grounding, feeling your feet, maybe your hands, take a breath. Just letting it in a little bit, turning towards, making space for whatever is here, the grief. Can we hold the sadness that's within us and know that there's so much sadness that we're not the only one? We're not alone. And breathing and sensing the heaviness in your heart, the tightness, the heat in your face. And as we connect with our sadness, it can transform into compassion, great compassion. What would it be like if compassion was here for you or for others? And lastly, anger, rage. It's a strong one in so many of us right now. It's being mirrored out in the world. There's so much anger. And anger in and of itself is not a bad thing. What we do with the anger is another story, but it's a feeling, it's a response to injustice. A response to perceived injustice. It's appropriate. So if you notice there's anger in you, let yourself feel it. The tightness in your belly, clenching, and just allowing that anger to be here, not running away. And breathing, feeling your feet on the ground, holding it within the space of awareness. And anger can transform into a fierceness and a power. Power, fierce power, fierce clarity into action. And if that fierce clarity were here, what would you see? What would you know? How would you act? And so we honor the grief and the fear and the confusion. And the anger. We don't run away. We don't avoid. We hold them in the space of awareness. And we open to the possibility of their transformation into fearlessness and clarity, compassion. And clear, powerful action. And let's notice what we're doing, what we're feeling in this moment as we bring this meditation to a close. Letting whatever is here be here. For whatever I'm feeling, may I hold myself with kindness. May I hold myself with awareness. And let's send out these qualities out into the world. Wishes that all of us can contact. Fearlessness, compassion, clarity, wise action, grounded in power. May everyone everywhere be free So just a reminder that whatever you're feeling, we're all feeling it. We're all feeling it. We're all struggling, and we're all learning how to hold this and to be allies and to speak up for what needs for truth and for goodness in these challenging, challenging times. So I wish you all well. Let's see, there's lots going on through our center. If you want to do more on mindfulness, there's plenty of opportunities. And if you feel like going back on gallery view, then you can say goodbye to people if you want to. But some of your camera's off, that's totally fine. But thank you for your presence, and I hope this is helpful today. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.